Well, thanks for joining us, Eamon. And I suppose first things first, congratulations on your new role. You must be looking forward to getting stuck into it.
I am indeed, yeah. We're probably going to start it now in the next couple of weeks. That's the plan, anyway. We've no dates as yet as to when the first matches are. Getting the squad gathered up, which is not an easy task either, because there's a lot of good players out there, which is a manager's joy for a change compared to what I was used to.
Yeah, and it's been an interesting couple of months for you. I mean, you'd spent a few years in charge of your home club in Rathmullen and then decided to take a step back this season. Did you feel the time was right to seek a new challenge?
Yeah, well, it wasn't something that really entered my head. I was happy enough sitting back and doing what I was doing, even playing a wee bit of golf. And I suppose the longer evens now, this opportunity arose and we've seen it, spoke to a few of my friends, and we've seen it as an option, an opportunity to maybe a new challenge. Why not? You're guaranteed that the players there, well, you should have the players there, enough of them anyway, instead of going chasing all the time. So I've seen it as a great opportunity, and there's great talent out there at the minute.
Yeah, we'll speak about getting players on the pitch, but it seems like the kind of job that you'll need a lot of support off the pitch as well in terms of your backroom team. Have you dotted the I's and crossed the T's on who you'll be getting in to give you a helping hand yet?
Oh, I have, yeah. I've done that before. Like, as I say, I spoke to some of my friends, which are these boys, but I have Shane Bradley in there. Like, Shane's very enthusiastic about it, and along with Kevin Maloney, Michael McHugh, and Darren Nash, the goalkeeping coach. So it's a very strong backroom team, and in fairness to them, they've covered quite a few games already. We've been covering games before we get anywhere. You might get the job, might not, but the boys are all into football anyway, so we've been watching games, keeping an eye on players. So it's good to have that experience in there with me as well.
Definitely, that's off the pitch, but on the pitch, it's been a case of close but not quite close enough in the past number of years for Donegal's Oscar Traynor side. There have been All-Ireland quarterfinals and the odd semi-final here and there, but it has proved difficult to take that next step and, you know, go all the way. I'm sure you must be looking at the quality that's in the Donegal leagues at the moment, Eamon, and thinking if you get things right, there could be a real opportunity to go deep into this competition.
That's what you'd be thinking, all right. As I say, the lads last year, they done a fantastic job and they were very unlucky by all accounts. I didn't get to the game myself, but very unlucky by all accounts. So, yeah, on the day, the bounce of the ball and whatever, you have to take all that into consideration too. But I personally, I can tell you, yeah, of course you want to go the full way, but for me personally, the way I always operate is just the next game. That's the way it is. One game at a time for me. I would never get too far ahead. I learned that lesson when managing the early days of managing. You never look too far ahead, but no, there's definitely an opportunity there. There's some fantastic players out there. It depends if you can get them to buy into it now. I would like to think we can give it a rattle, all right.
Yeah, we mentioned the strength a minute ago, and I was actually talking to Nigel Ferry before the season started, and we were saying the Premier Division in Donegal now is probably as high quality and competitive that it's ever been. I suppose your first big job will be to actually narrow it down and pick a squad out of all the talent. That won't be an easy task.
Not at all, no, it won't be an easy task, but as I say, we're going to try and do things right, and that's the thinking behind it. We want to see people with the right attitude. Do they want to be part of it, and do they not? And the Premiership, yeah, very strong, surely, but there's a few players in the first division as well. I'm sure there's plenty, but there's a few I can think of at the minute. I would like to get them in as well and see how they get on. And maybe even Saturday football, there's a few boys there that probably should and could be playing senior football, as well. So it's about buying into it, see how they're fixed and what, work reasons or whatever. Maybe they can't train or whatever. You just don't know what you're coming up against. On paper, yes, there's great team out there. And you could probably pick two or three teams very similar. So that's what we're trying to do, narrow it down and see who wants to buy into it.
Yeah, and there'll definitely be a lot of players that'll fancy their chances of getting picked, and that's a good problem for a new manager to have coming in.
Yeah, definitely. It's great to think that the players we have to pick from, as I say, the boys along with me, they're very enthusiastic about it, and we'll be covering a lot of games in the next number of weeks. Part of my reason for stepping away was I couldn't always commit to Sundays, and so I explained this to the team along with me, and they're we'll cover the games no matter what, so the games will be covered. Although I mightn't get to some of them myself, the games we're thinking on, I will, because my own son, he plays his football on a Sunday, so it's not always easy to do everything.
And I suppose you could kind of compare it to the difference in club management and international management, where instead of having your players every week, you're only going to have a selection of players every so often. It'll be an interesting dynamic for you to work through.
Yeah, I was trying to describe it to somebody today, that what is it all about? And I'm you probably have them one day a week, maybe, we're hoping. Mightn't agree with all the clubs either, you see, but you're hoping to give in one day a week for the next month or so anyway, and take it from there. Like as I say, we're just waiting on the games for a start. As we knew in the fixtures where you'd have a better chance of your plans, what you want to do, and try and work with the clubs and to work around you. But until we get them dates, I suppose we're just going to still go the next few weeks anyway. We're not starting until the 6th of November, I think it is Wednesday the 6th, yeah. So that's the first plan, to get started there and take it from there then, I suppose. I have a game penciled in for the 19th of November, I think, a friendly pencil. And so in the meantime, we're just trying to get the squad together. And like, I haven't spoken to anybody yet. So there's only told there on Monday, I suppose, Tuesday. Whatever day it was, I got the announcement. So I'm going to wait after this weekend's games and then start speaking to some of the managers about certain players and what do they think themselves. Like, I'll give them all the opportunity. Everybody will get the opportunity. If they want to come, they're more than welcome to come along. There'll be nobody turned down.
Very good. And just finally, I'll touch on it, Eamon. It's come out in recent days that the FAA look like they might be going back to the direction of operating summer football at all levels in the country. That could end up having a big impact on things here at junior level in the county. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I can see what they're doing. I can see the idea behind it. And yes, of course, they say the better pitches and all that there, but very few pitches in Donegal are called off now because of the weather. You see, in the summer we had there recently, and it's as bad as the winter. But I can see what they're trying to do, but up here you're going to be competing with the Gaelic at all times. And there is a lot of crossover, like, you know, smaller areas. And you have to take into consideration too, there's a lot of immigration in Donegal and a lot of people are away. So I don't know where they get the numbers for all these teams to compete in the soccer and the Gaelic.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Anyway, Eamon, thanks very much for talking to us and best of luck with your new role. We'll be keeping a close eye on the Oscar Traynor campaign here in Highland. So we wish you well.
Thank you.